Wait.
It's like old time, I swear.
No, oh, wait, I have... Okay, because... Now, okay. Now okay. We can start. You're listening to...
That's my part.
Oh, my God, I forgot. Okay, you go.
You are listening to WJRH.
104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Easton.
Pennsylvania.
This is Katie. I mean, this is so, like, it says sometimes, but because I just changed the name after Carrie Ann left, and she's back.
Yay. I'm so glad to be back with you, Dill. I missed this. I missed you. Yay.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be back.
So, why did you come back, Carrie Ann? Can you tell us?
To hang out with you, my Dill, and Carolina today. Well, Carolina's birthday was actually a while ago now. It was Thursday. Yeah. Well, it was Thursday. It was Carolina's 22nd birthday, and a couple of my other friends had birthdays this week. So I came to say hi to everyone.
And good tomorrow weekend. Is Carrie Ann's birthday.
My birthday.
She's going to get
23rd.
Old.
Yeah, my 23rd birthday.
Oh my God. Why are you so old?
I can't believe you're still 20. Can you become 21, please?
In April, oh, if we can wait a couple months.
Why? You're still 20.
But I'm a sophomore, so it's no. I'm even old for my year,
true,
you know?
That's true.
Come on. There are seniors who are just turning 21.
That's
give
scary
me some
to me.
Time.
That's really scary to me. But April is coming sooner than you think.
Yay.
So what are we doing today, Dill? Are we doing music like we usually did?
Yeah, let's just talk as we usually do and play music.
Good, because I have a song in my head that I want to talk, that I want to listen to.
What do you want to listen to?
It's called Eyes on Fire, I think.
By who?
Honestly, I don't really remember who the artist is. That one.
Blue Foundation.
It's really, yeah. It's really, really good.
How did you hear about this song? Tell me that first. I want to know.
I want to tell you about it after, because I don't want you to judge the song.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to judge it?
Yes. If I told you where I got it from, you would...
George Font the song or something?
No,
like that?
I didn't. No.
So, wait, is it a suggestion from someone?
No, it's actually a song that I like, and it's a soundtrack of something, but I'll tell you what it is.
50 Shades of Grey?
No, I'm not going to tell you. 50 Shades of Grey? I'm not going to. You're going to judge me.
Okay, I don't want you're going to tell it. Afterwards.
I promise I'll tell afterwards.
Okay, so here is Eyes on Fire by Blue Foundation.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I hope you guys will like it. Hopefully. I don't know.
Your strength.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back. Sorry.
Yay, we didn't realize the song ended. I still think that the song is from 50 Shades Darker.
No, okay, so here's a big reveal. The song's actually from Twilight.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Oh my god.
It's from Twilight. I think it's the first Twilight.
No.
It's from the first.
Oh my god. I kind of liked that song before you said that.
Exactly. Oh, but the thing is, the first Twilight movie, I think they had a good soundtrack.
Okay, so did you watch the Twilight recently and learned about the song, or did someone?
No, I saw Twilight, the original Twilight, about a week ago, and then I rediscovered that song.
Why did you see it again? Why?
It was on TV, and I was, why not? Yeah, it was raining that day, so
no,
it was a weekend.
Come on, you're almost 23 years old.
But I love
you. Cannot watch
that. That was my favorite. Well, one of my favorite movies in high school. It was that good.
Oh my god. It was that good?
Yeah, because I read all the books.
Because you were a hopeless romantic? I read all the books too.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised.
Why?
Did you like
it? You don't see that vibe in me?
No. Because I don't know. I just liked it. Did you like them? Did you like the movies?
I read the books when I was like in middle school.
Oh my god, are you so young?
Shut up.
Did you like it?
So, like, when I was in middle school, I liked the first book and stuff. No, it's just, like, when I was in the middle school, it was okay to like something like that, you know? Like,
yeah, when I watched
like
it...
It's like liking Taylor Swift.
Hey. Wait, you're like,
whoa. Yeah, okay, well, in Turkey, Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift are on the same page for us.
Okay, well, I could see that, but
yeah.
But re-watching the movies, I wasn't impressed at all.
You wasn't?
No, I didn't like it at all. But the soundtrack was still good.
Yeah, okay. No, I see that. We were young, so...
Yeah, we were young. We make mistakes when we're young.
Exactly.
You can't hold it against us.
What do you think about 50 Shades of Grey? I want to know.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Did you read the book?
I read, like, a couple chapters in the first book, but I haven't read it.
How was it?
It wasn't that interesting. I just didn't do it for me. It just wasn't that interesting.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you like it?
I didn't read the book. I watched the movie. And
how was
like,
the movie?
It wasn't... I appreciate the movie. To be honest, I liked it. Like,
you did?
No,
I think that it wasn't a good movie. But well, it depends on who you ask. But
okay, what I think is that like feminists are just overreacting.
Really?
Like, because like she also wants to get tortured.
To do that? Yeah. In a submissive relationship? Is that what they call
it? Yeah, it was like...
Dominant submissive. Yes.
And like both of them wants it, so what's wrong with that?
Hey, it was her choice, so
exactly. Like so, I see just like people are overreacting to it, and I think it wasn't that sexual kind of a movie. That's what
the books weren't that sexual either. Well, at least the two chapters that I read, so I can't really say everything, but
yeah, because everyone is like, oh my god, it's so sexual, it shouldn't be on TV.
And I've seen
like,
worse.
Yeah,
exactly.
Have you seen
Game of Thrones? Have you seen Game of Thrones? That alone is...
Yeah, exactly.
That's even more so graphic.
Or, there's a movie called Blue is the Warmest Color. It's about two lesbian women, and like they actually have sex like for like 5 to 10 minutes
in
the movie.
I've never heard of that.
It's a really good movie. I really like it. But I think it is more sexual.
Exactly. That's the thing. Fifty Shades of Grey is not this... sexual, it's not like a new thing. It's
exactly
not that.
Like we all know it, like some people like submissive and dominant and some don't,
whatever. It's
so
just
whatever, they just filmed it.
Exactly. It's just shedding light on that relationship type, I guess.
Exactly. You're perfect. I missed this.
I miss you too.
Oh my god.
My love.
What do you think about Valentine's Day? Which is on Tuesday, 2 days after your birthday.
2 days after my birthday. Yeah. So whoever is stuck with me, I feel sorry for them. You have my birthday, you have Valentine's Day.
And then you cannot combine both of them.
You cannot combine them.
That's an issue.
So I'd want something for the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th.
And why 13th?
Just because. So 3 days. But in general, I think Valentine's Day is nice. I don't really get sad or anything about it.
Okay,
even though I don't
good.
Have a Valentine. Just another day.
I feel like
it would be different if my birthday wasn't right there because I'm already in a celebratory mood.
So you're like, yay, let's continue drinking and having fun.
Yeah, so honestly, for me, my birthday is a whole week. So Valentine's Day is technically my birthday to me.
Okay,
doesn't
perfect.
Doesn't matter.
Yay.
Doesn't matter. How do you feel about Valentine's Day?
It's just I don't know, because like I only time during Valentine's Day I had like boyfriend just once, and during that time I was in another city and he was in another city. I was like a senior in high school and he was a freshman in college. So even in my own, on that day I just went out with three my best guy friends. So it was like three of them plus me, all singles. We like technically I was single because my boyfriend was far away. We just ate dinner.
But you didn't have a boyfriend at that time.
Yeah, but like I didn't actually celebrate it with him. So like it didn't mean anything to me.
Even when I did have a boyfriend, and even when I did celebrate it with him on in Valentine's Day, it never felt like a special day. It was just a random
day
for me.
He's doing extra stuff.
Yeah, it's just an extra flowers, extra chocolate, but
extra day to sleep.
Extra day to sleep in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's it. It's just another day. But
exactly. Do you know that after nine months to February 14th, then it's November, and November is
that's
the
so
most
strange
people are born in.
Really?
Yes, like everyone I know is basically born in November.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, they just
wait.
Yeah,
wait. That's what I was actually thinking about that recently, because I have so many friends that have birthdays within this week. So when were we? When did that happen? That would have to happen in November.
So if like you have to go 9 months back, so if they
that wouldn't be November. That
no,
would be...
for February it should be May.
Wow,
so Mother's Day
in May?
Maybe
Mother's Day.
They're like, oh, I want to make you a mom.
Yeah. That's very true. Oh wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Go ahead. I was actually thinking about that yesterday. Why are so many of my friends born during this week?
So I guess special things, you know?
Hey, around like, 22, 23 years ago, a lot of things happened.
I know. I think it was a big day back then.
It was a big day. I don't know what has happened. But hey, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. Enjoy. And have fun. You know?
Everyone that does have a Valentine, though, enjoy. You do have a Valentine. You have Carolina.
Yeah, we're going to have a radio show with Carolina.
Oh,
yay,
that's nice.
Us.
Is it going to be a Valentine's Day theme? Or
yeah, I think
doing?
So. Like, we're going to play, like, love songs, I think.
Aww.
And we're going to cry afterwards. No, it's
fine. What was your best Valentine day?
Since I only had... okay, I think it was when I was a senior in college. Not because I had a boyfriend, but just because I was out with my trio of best guy friends, and
that's
all of
really
them
nice.
Loved each other and they loved me, and it was just
that's
so
what
like,
it's about.
Fun. To,
that's exactly what it's. You don't have to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner or whatever just to have a good Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Also, last year was good. I was like, we exchanged gifts.
Yeah, we did. I remember that.
I got you like big cards.
That was so much fun. Actually, when I think back to my favorite Valentine's Day, it wasn't with a boyfriend or anything, it was just with a friend. And we just kept, actually, we were in high school, and we just kept, we had, I think, five periods in high school, and every period, we would just send different gifts to each other. We would have someone deliver them. And that was just, that was just a cute kind of thing between him and I that was a friend.
I like it. Okay,
exactly.
A big question.
What's
so
up?
The other day, I was, like, since I'm the program director, I was just looking at the schedule and stuff, and I was on, like, the WJRH website, and... Jacob's and Chris's show was on, Ruskals, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, they asked if you had to choose your wedding song in right now, what would it be and why?
I have it right now.
Yeah, if you're going to play a song and you have to pick it and you're going to come
back. I have
back.
It in my head.
Oh, you have it?
It's already in my head.
Okay, what it is?
Okay, so that's the thing. It's two things, but I'm going to go with the one that I have in my head. And it's called...
Say both, and we're going to play one.
Perfect. So one is called For You, and the other one is called Forever by Mariah Carey. I don't know who the artist of For You is. But anyways, For You, I think I heard it at the very first wedding I went to, which is around 6 years old.
Wow.
I think I was six around that time. And it was just such a romantic thing. It was just...
What kind of wedding was it? Like, was it a beach wedding?
It was actually
in a church.
It was in a church, and then we had a reception after in like a big hall. But
it wasn't that romantic.
No, it wasn't that romantic. But just something about that song stuck with me, even when I was six. It still plays in my. I listen to it all the time too.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, I want to listen to that song and learn.
The thing is, I don't know who.
So,
There it is, the first one.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Wait, can and then we're going to talk about yours. More?
Okay, we're going to... But the problem is, since that day, I'm thinking about it, and actually we talked about it with Carolina, and it's just like, I don't know. Like, I think I would play Love, Love, Live, Love, Love, Love by Of Monsters and Men, just because it's a really good song, and I love that song.
But still, even though... But,
there is nothing special I could play, at least in English. Maybe in Turkish.
It could be Turkish. It could be a Turkish song.
But still, I need to think about it. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. I have a wedding head in my mind, but I wouldn't want... I don't think I would want a wedding.
We're going to talk about that after this one. Okay. I want to know. Okay. Here's the song, guys. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yay. Hey guys, we're back.
Hola.
Yay, yay, yay.
Hi.
So, I like that song. Yes. But it's too slow, I think. Like, and I know that it should be a slow song to be able to dance, but still.
Oh, that's another one that I think of. I think what I like about it is... Again, that's just the memories that I attach with it. But I would have to listen to the lyrics, because I would want the lyrics to mean something. Yeah, and to match me and my husband if we... But again, I said, I don't think I would
even want to... Who is your dream husband?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Like, okay, what are the... characteristics are you looking for in a guy?
Okay, he would have to get along with my family, my friends.
That's me, right?
You would have to approve of him. That's one big characteristic.
Liar. You would be like, I don't care.
Even if you hated him, I'd be like, I don't care. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, duh, you would have to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you would have to. And I don't know. Tell me some of yours.
Like, I don't know. Like, for me, he should be like... I should be able to trust him. He shouldn't lie. Like, he should be taller than me.
Yes, tall.
And also, he shouldn't be too skinny, you know? Because it's just like...
Yes,
not too... I'm not that skinny, yeah, so I don't want... Yeah, you need someone
to... Yes, exactly. I understand.
And that's also, true. His teeth should be nice.
Wait, no, actually, can you tell me what you would see me with, and I'll tell you what I see you with.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay.
I see you with, like, 180 centimeter height. So, like, 6.3
Oh, okay. Or something like that. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
that. Height. And, like he's that. Muscular.
Ooh.
And I think he would be black. I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
just that's what I see. What else? I think he would be
that'd
like be overprotective, and I think like he would be more silent compared to, just because, like, you know, opposites kind of attract. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're always cheerful and talkative. Oh. So I see someone more like silent, but at the same time, like, when you guys are together and alone, like, he's more cheerful and talkative, but in public, maybe he's more silent and, like,
ooh,
cool, you know? Like,
ooh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Who do you see me with?
Who do I see you
with? You're going to be homeless and get a homeless guy in the streets.
Okay, I would see a person that, of course, is about 6'4 for you, about 6'5 for you, 6'4. Muscular build, more like football kind of built, like very, very
TV.
Yeah, like TV. Yes. Okay. Like TV. Like TV stature.
Let's just
explain who TV is. Yeah. Explain who TV is.
So last year there was this guy we found really cute. He's still on campus. And we found a nickname for it. It's TV. So that's it.
How we're gonna roll with
I think he's a football player.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a football player. Oh. So it would be TB's stature. And of course artsy, of course
artsy, yes,
he has to be artsy, but also he would have to have, I don't know, I don't really, he would have to just be open to different cultures and to traveling and to just hanging out with different people.
Because I don't hang out with different
people. I think he has to be compatible to you, whereas you would think I would be with someone, what did you say, quieter?
Yes.
I think he would have to be just like you.
Oh, okay.
I would want him to be just like you. It would be a lot, though. You and him
both together. Yeah, I know, right? Too much.
You guys would give me a headache.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to stand us more than 5 minutes.
No, I couldn't do it. But still,
hey. But still, you would just call for 3 minutes and be like, bye. I would do it.
And then, please.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what else I see for you. Someone that lives by the sea. I see someone that lives by the sea.
That would be amazing.
Like, you and him... painting on the sea somewhere.
Painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Just painting and just going we random love places. Painting. I see it. I don't know.
By the sea.
Just painting by the sea. With wine.
I love
and cheese.
That.
That's gonna be, I see it for you.
Okay. I enjoyed that a lot. Just thinking about it made me happy, you know?
That's Dill's future, ladies and gentlemen. You can thank me later.
Okay, wait.
What?
Why don't you think that you're going to get married? Wedding. I want to know. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
No, you're going to get married, but you're not going to have a wedding.
Yes. I would want to get married, but I wouldn't want to have that big ceremony. One, because I'm just way too shy for that. I don't want people looking at me all like that whole time.
You're not shy, girl. Let's
talk. I am shy.
Maybe but people you don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but then that would be weird because I would only invite people I know. I'm not into that.
But, like, what if it's not in a church, but it's somewhere, you know, like, by the beach or, like, a garden?
Okay, that's the thing. So, if we did have a wedding, I wouldn't want it to be too formal. I would want it to be chill. We'll be by the beach. It'll be the sunset. And then we'll just dance all night on the beach. It can't be a formal thing. Like, we'll be in a hall and then a church. No, 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 no.
And how many people would you... Like, would you invite your family or friends? Or?
Family, friends...
But, like, wow, when you say really family, would you might like, just, like, your mom and brother?
Immediate. It would have to be immediate family. Yeah. So not, like, extra cousins that I don't, I've never met before.
I saw you, like, once in my life. You're 50 years old, but you're my cousin, so.
I wouldn't like that. But the thing is, because my family is so huge and so tight together, I don't know how that's going to play if I say only certain people come and.
Yeah.
So,
no.
See, that's the thing. That's why so I don't want to do it. So just with your
friends, maybe? And yeah, not like a wedding, but a dinner, maybe?
I don't know. I think I would want something way more like that.
Okay.
I just wouldn't be interested. No, I'm not interested in that. What about you? Would you be interested into a big wedding
thing? I already have a dream.
You do? Can I hear it?
Yeah. Okay, it's going to be by the beach.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, I'm like, so, like, decoration will be white and
that's so pretty.
Purple. So, like, purple flowers everywhere. Oh, and I'll have, like, a long, white, like, beach kind of a wedding dress.
Okay, but, if like, I flowers do wear a dress, in my hat. It would have to have lace in it. That's what I envisioned. But continue. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like lace. Like, with my back out, too. Oh, it would be nice.
Oh, my God.
But that's...
I love that.
Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, it's just, like, there will be, like, a table set up on the beach. Like, there should be, like, a wood platform on there.
Oh, I love those.
So, yeah. So, we would be able to enjoy the beach, but we wouldn't, like, stuck into the sand and stuff. God,
so pretty.
Like,
actually, I don't know if you've seen... Someone had a really famous wedding, and it was in the middle of the woods, and it was... I don't know. They did it really, really nice. It was like green everywhere. Everything was made out of wood. It was so beautiful. I would do something like that. It would have to be a natural wedding.
Oh gosh.
Either on the beach or somewhere.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Like on a cliff looking over the
place.
You know what I mean?
Amazing.
It would have to be really nice.
Then you would be like, leave everyone. I would not be alone with my husband in the cliff. With the view.
Yes.
You know?
So, that would be my thing.
Yeah. But, okay, I don't want to get married before I'm 30.
Really?
Yeah, everyone wants to get married before they're 30, but with me, what I want is I want to have my own personal time to travel, to, like, get to know myself more, to enjoy myself. Then I would be getting married. Then I would be like, okay, like, I give up on some stuff that I can do by myself. After this point, I'm not going to travel alone. I'm going to travel with you. Like, stuff like that. So, but I want to live my life before making a commitment.
Got you. But before 30, you would want to have met someone.
Yeah, maybe, like, 27.
Okay. And be with him in... Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
and, I don't want to have kids before 33 because I want to enjoy my wedding a couple of years, you know? I just want to have my husband.
That's true. I was... Because some people, right after the wedding, they go to the honeymoon and they come back with a child. But don't you want to travel and have fun with your husband first?
Exactly. And it's just, like...
Do something?
I am spending... If I get married fast and have kids fast, then I'm spending my young years. But this is my life. I'm supposed to enjoy this.
That's so true.
So I don't care if I am 50 when my kid is 17. I care if I enjoy those 33 years. Like,
that's interesting. Because I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to have a 17-year-old.
But how old is your mom right now?
Well, she's like 45, I believe.
So.
Okay.
She had you when you were when she was 22.
Like 20, 22.
Yeah, do you want to have kids right now?
No.
Exactly.
No, that's a different. Yeah. See, that's interesting. I don't know.
So I think in the past it was different. It was more just about having a family.
Exactly.
But now I think it's different now. More about enjoying your own life because you live once. Yeah. You know.
True. I still don't know how I would feel about being 50.
Yeah, maybe you would have kids by 30, so it would be early.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a 30-year window.
Yeah, okay.
Or even a little bit less.
But first, you need to find it right
exactly.
now. Come on, next year you're going to go to law school and it's going to be 3 years, so you're not going to get married till you graduate. And even though you Because that's weird. I'm in grad school, but I'm married.
I think people do that more so, I think, in grad school. People get married more so in grad school than in college. Well, I do know a couple people that have gotten married in college, though. Have you not? You don't know that
case? No.
Oh, I know a couple. But that's early. I think it's pretty common that people get married in either college or grad school.
I mean, I know, like, for example, like, one of my friends got married, like, when she was 19 in Turkey.
Oh, wow.
But it's like, she didn't go to university. She just got married. So, like, it's like, they're not, I don't want to say this, but they're not educated people. Okay. I think, like, they just put having a family before.
Yeah.
Them enjoying their life and learning more.
Yeah,
I could
see that, and I guess it depends on the woman's choice as well, because some people do want to get married and do want to just have kids and that's it. But for you and I just don't think that would cut it.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, before having my kid, I'm thinking about adopting. Just
You told me about that. Yeah,
it's just because, like, everyone has, like, yeah, we are able to have kids, but it's just, I think it's more, like, it's just better to, like, save someone's life in a way by adapting them. And also, like, it's going to be your kid, too. It doesn't matter, like, if somebody else gave birth to them.
Yeah, hey, trust me. If that's your kid, that's your kid. Doesn't matter. Exactly. You have the same blood or something like that. But, no, your kid is your kid.
Yeah, so, I of course I want to have a kid with my husband, just because I wonder how it's going to look like. Like, it's going to be, like, good, like, handsome or not. You know, I just wonder. But I think adopting is just a lot better. And also, I want to do adopting first, just because that would be, like, older brother or sister to my kid. Oh, that'd be
cute.
So, yeah.
You wouldn't want to have your biological kids first and then after.
No, I would want to, like, adopt first.
And then, okay. Wow.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I know, right? We'll see. I mean, like.
We'll see. Yeah.
And the most important thing, the person I'm going to get married should also be open to, like, adapting. And
yes, of course. Yeah. Those are some things that you have to talk about before you.
Exactly.
Even, if he asks you to marry him, no, these things you have to have answers for.
And also, I don't think that people should change themselves for people that they're in love. Just because I understand, like, loving someone is, like, amazing and you want to give everything to them. But when you're giving, you shouldn't lose who you are.
Exactly.
Like, for example, when I was going to come to U.S., like, when I met my long-term, like, boyfriend, I was, like, in the beginning of the relationship, I was like, listen, yo, I am going to go to U.S., like, I'm not going to give up on this. And he totally understood me. But after, like, a year passed and I was applying for Lafayette and other schools, I was like, maybe I should apply for Turkey too and stay. And then I was like, no, like, this is not my dream.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of stopping your dream for someone else.
And he didn't even ask, like, he kind of was sad about it, but he didn't even ask me to stay. So, like, but still, I felt like I should stay. But I, like, you shouldn't change what you want just for somebody else. Exactly.
I think it's okay to change and evolve as a person, especially if you have that significant other that brings out the best in you. Of course, hopefully you'll change for the better. But stopping your dreams for someone else.
No.
I'm just not a fan of it. Don't do it.
Exactly. Ever. How is your brother?
He's good. He's really good. I wonder if he's listening. He probably isn't listening, but I hope he is good.
Oh,
yeah. That's nice. That's like, me and brother are very, very close.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. But I never met your brother.
At all.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's been here when you were here.
Oh.
Like, okay. He would come in the years past, like when I was a freshman or a sophomore. But
and then he was like, yo, you're old.
Yeah, he's old. Yeah. Yes, I'm old, so he doesn't come anymore. But he's great. I love my brother. I could go on and on and on. I don't want to go too much on because it will take the whole time. Trust me. But he's good.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad.
How's your brother?
You just saw him yesterday. By the way, if you guys don't know, my brother goes to Lafayette as well. He's a senior and she knows him so well.
Do I?
You do.
Is he listening? On a scale to 1? No.
No. Like, on a scale 1 to 10, -7. Like, no.
Oh my god, so supportive. Does he have a radio show still? Did he?
Yeah, so what happened is that he continued Plus 90 with Tamar, But then he regretted it.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, now this semester he has his own show called The Monologue. And also he still has Plus 90 with Tamar. But, like,
oh, two, okay.
Yeah, because, like, he couldn't just be like, let's end the show, you know?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
But I don't listen anymore because it's just after Mert, I don't feel like listening.
Mert.
Yeah.
By the way, I miss you, Mert.
Yeah, we miss you even though you're not
listening. Yeah, I'm sending it out into the universe that I miss you, Mert.
Aw. So, by the way, if you guys don't know, like, so Mert is a graduate who was also Turkish.
Mm-hmm.
And he graduated last year with Carrie Ann. And
great
he,
guy.
Kemal and Mert used to have a radio show called Plus 90. Yeah, so.
It's funny how that happens. You meet people. I met Mert really late in my Lafayette career, like probably my last semester of my senior year, and I regret that.
Aww.
That's how it happens, though. You meet great people, but just at the wrong time. We could have been all great friends.
I know. And I'm so glad that night I just came to Camila's suite to meet
I
with
know,
you.
I know. That, oh, my God. That was so random how it happened.
And I would never go to something that day, like
exactly.
that. But I was just like, oh, let me just go and check. And I met you.
See?
I'm so glad.
People, one night can change your whole life.
I love you,
tonight,
Carrie.
I love you, too. Aww. Today, tonight, your life can change.
No.
You'll meet someone.
Not in Lafayette. Come on. It's a tiny place. I'm not gonna find anyone.
Hey, people visit.
Yeah, sure. I'll just find the senior who graduated like.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Ago. I'm trying to.
You're gonna be like Osage.
Hi, Osage.
Bye, Osage.
Bye, Osage. I was gonna tell you something, but it completely slipped my mind.
What were you gonna?
Because tell me? I have a nickname for this person, and I don't remember the nickname.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
so play
my wedding song.
Yeah.
And you're gonna tell me what you were gonna tell me.
And what is your song again?
Love, Love, Love by Of Monsters and Men.
Okay.
I think I played that song before.
Would it matter to you if he liked the song or not?
I mean, probably. I think it would matter. It wouldn't matter to you.
No, he'll have to deal with it.
I'm gonna pick the song. Okay, yes. Bye.
Just dance.
Distance. Okay, here's the song, guys. Enjoy.
For stealing your heart away. Yeah, maybe I'm a crook for not caring for it. Yeah, maybe I'm a bad, 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 bad person. Well, baby, I know. And these fingertips will never run through your skin. And those bright blue eyes can only meet mine across a room filled with people that are less important than you. Oh, cause you love, love, love when you know I can't love you. Love, love, love when you know I can't love you. Love, love, love when you know I can't. Best we both forget before we dwell on it. The way you held me so tight all through the night till it was near morning. Cause you love, love, love when you know.
Thanks.
So, what did you think about that song?
I really liked it. Yeah. How do you plan to dance to that song? Is it a slow dance kind of thing?
I guess it would be slow dance. When we say wedding song, are we talking about the song that we are walking in? Or are we talking about the song, the first dance song?
I was thinking of the first dance.
Oh, I was thinking about the walking in song.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me...
Do you need a song to walk in or no?
I thought it was dun 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 dun.
No, that's too formal.
That's what I didn't think that. I didn't know that people had walking in songs.
I'm not sure. Okay, so I don't think so. In US and in Turkey, it's different. Like in Turkey,
do you guys have walking in songs?
So I only went to a wedding once in Turkey, and Turkey weddings are weird. Okay, so we don't have bridesmaids. Or anything. We only have one person for women and one person for men who are the witness, and they sign the book with you. They're witnessing that you said yes and you're agreeing to marrying.
Gotcha. I like that, though. I would like that better than what the American culture is of having a whole bunch of bridesmaids.
But isn't it cute? Like, not whole, but like, I think it's just nice to have your best friends with you dressing up.
Yeah, that would be cute. But the thing is, I have so many
people. I see. So you would just prefer. But if it was just one person, who would you choose? That's harder, you know?
I feel like I would just choose my mom.
And
the guy would just choose his dad or something like that.
It would have to be a friend? I think it can be like brother or sister, but not mother or father, I think.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not sure it can be a family member. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's too difficult. Then I would like the whole bridesmaid thing. So I would have everybody.
You have to choose like one person. Yeah, and they're going to be mad. They're going to be like, oh, what about me? Yeah.
I would have a whole party of bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Not even five, like 10, I'm thinking.
Yeah, 10 is too much. I would go with 5. See? I think I just have more guy close friends compared to girls.
Exactly.
That's why. It would be just like you, Carolina, Xiomara, couple more people. Maybe.
Even just off my head, it would have to be the four girls in my posse. It would have to be you, Carolina, Xiomara, two of my cousins back from home, three of my best friends from home.
You would have like 15.
Sorry, people. Yeah. It just would go on forever. And
so you're just not gonna have bridesmaids. No,
that's the thing. That's why I don't want a wedding. It's just too many things I would have to figure out.
Okay, just have a party then.
Yeah, I would think I would have a celebration of love party. Just him and I. Aww. Invite all of our family and our friends. Just have a huge party on the beach.
I like that.
Catered and everything. Ooh. Yeah,
nice. Future. If we find someone, I hope. Yeah, hopefully. Oh, by the way, the phone number. That was good. The phone number of the station is 610-330-5316.
Oh, I completely forgot.
We're going to do it again if you guys couldn't catch it. 610-330-5316. So just give us a call, say hi. Yes. I don't know.
Who has called us before? I think Mert.
Yeah, Mert.
Mert called us and prank called us, actually.
Yeah.
And he did. It was fun. I miss Mert.
Yeah, me too. And you called me once.
I called you once. Oh my god. So that was your first show.
Yes.
Yeah, but did I see you before that?
No. You saw me in the fall break after that. So are we doing something for spring break?
We definitely are. We're going to
DC. Yeah, I think just the beach thing is not going to happen because it's going to be too cold.
Yeah, that's just not going to work.
Yeah.
I was talking to Xiomara about it. I don't think it's going to work.
And also, if you don't have the whole week, if we did, I would understand. But we only have four or five days.
4 days or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to have a car, but none of us have a car, so
yeah.
I was talking to some people actually about their spring break. Some people are going to Puerto Rico, some people are going to Mexico. People are going all
we should do out. Something like that.
One day.
Now. Yeah. When we all have time.
Yes, when you have time.
And maybe husbands. Exactly. You know?
Let them come with us.
I know.
That'll be fun. I think couples trips will be fun once we get older. Yes.
You should visit Turkey though sometime.
Yes, I would love to visit Turkey.
Liar.
I know I do. I would.
When are you gonna visit Korean?
I don't know when I would.
This summer?
Oh, I don't know about this summer. gosh. But I would want to though.
Okay. You have to time to like graduate.
I would want to go to Turkey and then China and then come back.
Yes, that's what I want to do. Yeah, like, Duran is Chinese, so, like, after Turkey, I just want to go to China, yeah.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of, well, not a whole bunch of friends in China, but I do have a good Chinese friend that I would go visit.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So, is it, what was the name of the guy?
Jeremy. I would go see Jeremy. Oh, and then, nice. Yes, I would go. We would go actually together. I'd come to Turkey, and then I'll bring you to China.
Yes, that would be nice.
And then we'll just do whatever after that.
These are Australia. Dreams, but...
I would go to Australia after that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll be studying abroad next year, spring semester.
Where are you thinking?
Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Oh, I would love if you went to Amsterdam. I think you would love it.
Why do you think that I would love it?
I think it's just so you. It looks like a laid-back place. It looks beautiful. The architecture, beautiful. Flowers everywhere is what I envision. And I think you would just love it.
Aw. Okay, I like that. Yay.
Okay, of course, she loves these things.
Yes, I do. What do you want to play?
Well, just because I said the word flowers, now I'm thinking of flowers in her hair. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm.
Well,
just flowers in her hair?
In your, okay, your hair, sorry.
Oh, okay. No, maybe I understood it wrong. I'm not sure. Okay.
Flowers in your hair.
It sounds romantic.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Okay. Let's hear the song then. Hear the song, everyone. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time. I saw flowers in your hair. Cause it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot. And now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured. Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, be in my heart.
About that,
we didn't realize the song was over.
Yes.
Oh, that's so short though.
Why? I know it's a really short song. Which was kind of like why I like it. We were just talking about, it doesn't matter what we were talking about. It's fine. It's completely, we thought it was something important. It was nothing.
No, we were not. We were just like, oh my god, the song is over.
Scrambling.
Yeah,
it was 1 minute and 50 seconds. Sheesh. Short. But did you like it?
I liked it. But it's not something you would remember the lyrics of. It's just like,
yes,
you would like listen in the car. And that's
I didn't even know what the lyrics are. Something about flowers.
Yeah, I see that. And your hair.
Flowers in your hair. Oh, we're going to play Cut It. Because
right now or
no not now, but that's
because
just our
song. Yeah.
Every time I listen to it, I'm like, oh, Dill.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Carrie Ann. But isn't it so romantic? We have a song and it's Cut It,
and it's about
you
cutting
need to
drugs.
Cut it.
Yeah, it's really bad. What do you call me, Dill? Do you call me Carrie Ann?
Yeah. What do you call me, Carrie Ann?
I call you Dilly or Dill or Dilly Willy.
Or something you can now say on here.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People just call me random things. And like since being back, I've heard Carrie, I've heard
Ann,
I've heard K. Everything. Like they've been kind of separating my name. I've heard it all.
I don't like that.
I don't know. Me neither. I like Carrie
Ann. Yeah, I like that.
Carrie Ann
Sutherland.
Yeah, what does Carolina call me? Carrie.
She calls me Carrie. What does she call me?
Carrie. Okay. I think you're the only one of my closest friends that call me Carrie Ann. No one else calls me Carrie Ann.
I like Carrie Ann.
I love Carrie Ann as well. Yeah,
so. And Carrie is too basic, you know? Like, so everyone can be Carrie.
But no one can... Not everyone can be Carrie Ann.
Exactly. That's why.
Okay. Do you miss having people call your full name? Not just Dill?
Not really, but when I hear someone calling my full name, I'm like, oh, probably they're just Turkish. Oh. Like, I'm like, whether it's Dill or Kemal, like, I'm like... Yeah, because it's just they cannot say it.
Yeah, I can't even say it.
That's fine. I love you this way. I know. And like Dil means heart in Urdu.
Yeah, you were telling me that. Who told you that?
Taha told me. He's Pakistani. So yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, I like that. That's right. Cute.
Fine,
yeah.
It's fine.
And like
fine.
It makes like it's cute. Like I'm like, hey, I'm Dil, and they're like, what? And I'm like, Dil, like Dil Pickles.
You know, you said that to TV. Didn't you say that to TV?
Yeah, I did. I even said it in class, and my professor, like half of the class laughed, and my professor was so serious, and she was looking at me, and I was like, okay,
take a chill pill, yeah, professor. Exactly. It's funny.
Yeah.
Dill, pickle, get it?
Yeah. Okay, maybe not. Okay,
maybe you need a new one.
Yeah,
maybe. You need a new lingo.
I'll try.
Because that's not working for you anymore. Ooh, apparently. Ooh. It's not working for you, apparently. Mm.
Oh no.
Dilly.
Carrie Ann.
I see you.
I see you walking around the campus. I see you talking.
I see you talking.
Like a normal person.
With
someone.
Someone.
Hot. Not hot. We don't cold. Talk to hot people.
Someone cool. Usually. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Talk to cold people.
Oh my god. Why are we always finding people that we don't like liking us?
Don't know.
We need a man, you know? We don't need kids around.
You want to find TB today?
No, I'm over TB.
Yeah, we are. We need a new person.
And the girl he's dating with, oh my god.
Okay.
No. Did you see her?
No, I don't know who that is.
No. She was just like, ew.
Dill, be nice to everybody in the world.
No.
Dill's actually a really nice person, everyone. Hope everyone knows that.
That's a lie.
If you listen to this radio show, you might get the wrong impression of
But normally you're kind of nice-ish, I guess. It's cold, right?
Yeah, but it's fine.
I tried to close the window, but I didn't know how. I couldn't. No, sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Usually it's really hot here inside the
chair. Yeah, I remember it being really hot sometimes.
Yeah, like, and they put usually like fans and stuff to make it like colder, but
it's okay. So what do you want to play, Dill?
It's my turn?
Your turn.
Do you miss listening to Turkish songs? Not really?
I'll listen.
Yeah, you're like, I'll listen, but I don't want to.
I'll listen to whatever you want.
I don't know what I... Oh, okay. Do you want something to more turning up or something chill? Or like sad? I don't know. What do you want? Oh, okay. No, I played this song. What do you want?
Chill. No, upper. Like up.
Okay, having fun. Up. Okay. It's hard, you know, with my playlist.
Carolina thought we would be done by now. Can we...
What? She doesn't want to come in?
No, I think she wants to go eat. She hasn't eaten.
We're going to be done in like 19 minutes.
Okay.
Tell her at 6:30. But aren't you gonna already eat? But
exactly.
So how are you gonna eat?
So here's the thing. I feel like since coming here, I didn't plan all this out.
Yeah, she just was coming,
yeah,
and
I'm like,
then,
hi, I'm here,
and we were like, okay, what do we do? And she was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm just being pulled in different directions. But that's because I love people, and people, you
and
know,
people kind of love you, I guess.
Love me, so it's all good. I like this better than people not caring that I came, so it's okay. I think
I don't know what to play, girl. Oh, did you talk with Steven O recently?
Not recently, but I do miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too, but like we're not in touch anymore. I don't know why.
Have you seen him on... Yes, you have seen him. Okay.
Yeah, but like he didn't let us know that he was here, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But he has his own reasons, so I get that. Okay, so... Okay, I'm just gonna play, since we talked about sea a lot and like beach, so I'm just gonna play Denize Bıraksam by Göksel, which means I should let it go to the sea.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
My favorite place.
Lies. I love the sea. Okay. So here's a song. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope Kimian can leave her phone.
I'm trying.
But no, hi, she's Carolina. Not.
Why don't you come here so we could talk in person? I love you.
Yeah, we love you, Carolina. And here's a song. Enjoy, everyone.
Bugün yudum yudum içtim seni, hatıralardan bir kadeh. Dilimde hiç eskimeyen bir şarkı gibi söyledim söyledim seni. Dönüyorum plaklar gibi sarhoş.
Hey guys, we're back.
Hola.
So we were just talking about how right it is to break up with someone on their birthday.
Yes.
What do you think about this, Carrie-Anne?
Well, I don't think that it's moral to break up with someone on their
exactly,
birthday.
Exactly.
Like, it's just so immoral. Why would you like do that to them?
I mean, wait a day. I mean, okay, I get it. If you wait a day, they're going to be like, oh, we spent the birthday together and it was so special. But then do it before.
Exactly. Either way, breaking up is just hard to do no matter what time you do it. But don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. And
why do it on a holiday? Why do it on a birthday?
And if it is a long-running relationship, it's more damaging, you know?
They were together for 2 years, I want to say 2 years, yeah.
Oh my god, that's so upsetting.
Hey, it happened, and today's a new day, so he's trying to get through it.
On his birthday. It's
not good.
Poor not kid. Good people.
She could have waited. But no.
No, she has to be a bee. Mm.
Yeah.
Butterfly. Wow. Oh my god. It's so did you ever have something like that? Someone breaking up, or you broke up with someone on a birthday or special birthday. Day, New Year, Valentine's Day?
I don't
think. Hanukkah.
No, I don't think so.
Mother's Day.
No. How about you? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I broke up with someone 2 days after their birthday.
Really, Dill?
After.
Really?
No, I made it
so
after.
You couldn't wait a whole week? You're so
oh my god.
Why would you do that? Were you with them on their birthday as well?
Yeah, and I even got them a gift.
Oh, you, oh.
But like,
oh, Dill.
And it was an expensive gift.
No way to even talk in this conversation.
So then, I was supposed
you're
to
the problem.
No.
You're.
No. No, I'm not. Come on. What was I supposed to do?
You couldn't wait 2 more days after those
no,
2 days?
No, it's just like everything was fine on his birthday, but like, it's just like some of his behaviors were different, and I was like, oh, so this is how you're gonna act? So I just. And it was not a long relationship, it was like a month relationship, so it's normal. And like, I was nice enough to get them a gift, you know?
Okay, so on their birthday, did you already know that you would break up with them 2 days
no.
after?
No.
So on their birthday, you didn't even have a thought in your mind that you'd break. You did have a thing.
No. I didn't
have a thought.
Yeah.
Then you couldn't wait?
But I didn't. Like, it was past. Their birthday was past. It was like, bye.
That is so strange to me because everything was all going on his birthday. And then 2 days later.
No, but on his birthday, he had some demos. So okay. I was like, okay, I don't know about this anymore. And then I started singing and we, like. Like, as the days passed, like, the next day, it was, like, more, like, annoying to me. And the day after, I was like, okay, I think I'm done with this. It's just not going.
Well, that's good. You know what? When you know you have to be out of a situation.
Now it's good.
It's good. It's not ideal. It's not moral, in my opinion.
Oh,
but
I see
if you,
you
know that you
stealing
have
my
to.
Words.
If you know that you have to get out of a relationship or a situation, then, hey, why wait?
Yeah, exactly.
And 2 days.
Come on.
You couldn't wait.
No, okay. I have another question. Did you ever date with someone you don't love? Or do you don't, like, you just dated with them because you like the attention? Or you just felt like being alone is not fun? So you were like, I just want someone in my life?
Be honest. I'm sure I have, not recently, but, like, I'm sure.
That's not moral. You see, right
I'm
over
sure.
there.
I'm sure. Like, what? Being with some. Well, when you first get to know someone, you don't automatically love them, right?
But then you don't date with them. Just talk to them. And
well, when
if you
do you
have...
start dating someone? When you fall in love with them or when...
I mean, in Turkey, it's different. In Turkey, like, even if you hold hands, you're like, oh, okay, let's
date. Oh, we're in love. Oh, okay.
I mean, it was like that 5 years ago. Like, right now, they're also changing. They're more into hookup culture, but still they don't have it as much as U.S. does. Because I think in U.S., you go on dates, but you're not official. But in Turkey, if you start going on dates, you're official.
But, ooh, okay, that's interesting.
I mean, you can go on, like, 1 or 2 dates
without
being
official.
So even
if you went on one date with someone, you're official.
No, it's not like that. You can go, like, 1 or 2 dates, but after that, one of the sites starts asking, so, like, what are we now? Like, are we official? Oh, are we not? Okay. And you have to make the talk. But in here, like, you can go on dates.
No, I like that. Because some people will be on their 10th date not knowing
what
they're doing.
So I like that.
Are we together?
More.
Are we not together? Are we exclusive? Are we not exclusive?
So in Turkey,
like,
it might be like you can start a relationship and you may not know whether you have feelings for them or no. But in here, like, you should make sure that whether you have feelings or no, and then you should start, I think.
I feel like some people just go into relationships not knowing if they'll have feelings for a person, but they think it'll just develop. But
and
I don't think they start.
Oh. Okay, I see that. It's just...
Is it different for you and your experience?
No, I just wanted to make you also feel unmoral.
No, you're just...
Yeah, I did that too. Of course, everyone does that. They start in a relationship and then yeah. they're like, oh, wait, I actually don't have feelings for you. Sorry, mm-hmm. bye.
You know? Oh, is that what you do, Dad?
Yeah, that's what I
do. I'm sorry, people. Like, this girl...
No, I'm sorry for people who are in your life, okay? You torture them.
This is true.
You do.
This is very true.
What kind of tortures do you use? Do you do the submissive and dominant? I see you. That's why you like the shows upgrade that much.
I wonder if people, do they classify it as torture? In the book, did they even?
I didn't read the book.
Well, okay, in the movie.
No.
Like the first time, did she say, oh, this is torture?
No.
Okay.
No, I know many people enjoy that kind of relationship, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Whatever.
I see you, girls. Yeah. Let's play cut it and talk.
Cut it.
And we will be back. Okay. Oh, do you have anything in mind?
No, I don't. Cut it, it's fine. But we need the clean version.
Yes.
Clean.
I guess this is clean.
Yeah.
Do you want the remix one? Or no. Okay, wait. Okay, so... Here is the song, everyone. Enjoy. Cutting it.
Yeah, we're gonna cut that because that was too much cutting.
Yeah. So, exactly. Yeah. We were just talking about how we started listening to this.
I don't even remember.
There was this person called Jawad. He graduated last year.
Hi, I think Jawad.
He used to listen it and then he made us listen.
I believe so, but when
we actually started like it, yeah. You know? I have no idea. Like, was it like Kamal's and Mert's radio show when they played this song?
I
like
doubt Atenas they would play that. Played? Yes.
Okay, so yes. We were guests for Plus 90 show, yeah. And Plus 90 also had Atenas and
Jawad
as their guest. Mm-hmm. and they played Cut It, and we were like, okay, we like this song. Go for it. Yeah.
And then we liked it, and then it became our song.
Yeah. Yay. It's so romantic, you know?
So romantic.
Yay, us. So I think we are going to cut the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just because Carrie Ann is really busy and she has to be somewhere
at some point. Because I love all my friends equally.
Liar.
All of them, including Dill.
Yeah, sure. Including equally. Didi. You love me equally with equally. Others. Yeah, I'll kill you.
Same as George.
I'll kill you. Who is George? Who is George? I'll kill that person.
You know George. You said hi to him just now.
No, but still, I'm mad right now. I am discussing stuff with you. Be serious. Okay. So.
Good night, everyone.
Wait.
Oh, you were listening to?
WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Easton.
Pennsylvania.
This was KD.
And it's good to be back.
Yes. And K stands for Carrie Ann.
And D stands for Dill.
And we love you.
We love you. Have a great night.
Yes. It was so amazing to have you, Carrie.
I know. I miss,
you should come back. It's Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight normally.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone listen.
Yes, please do.
So many fans.
Yay, us. Yes. Yay, me.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you guys. And see you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Not
yeah, she's not going to be here, but yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.